kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nakabalik na si Prime Minister Scott Morrison mula sa pagbiyahe sa Europa, kung saan pangunahin sa mga naging usapan ang climate change. Pero sa kanyang pagbabalik, tila mas naging hati ang kanyang partido koalisyon kaugnay ng issue kumpara bago ito bumiyahe. Ang G7 Summit sa Cornwall ay sumubok sa pagtutol ng Australia sa net zero carbon emissions pagsapit ng taong 2050. Maaring medyo lumambot sa kanyang paninindigan si Scott Morrison kasama ng iba pang mga leader ng mundo na nangako na ititigil ang power stations na gumagamit ng coal. Ngunit ang mga development na nangyari sa Europa ay tila humati naman sa mga leader sa Australia bago pa makauwi ang punong ministro mula sa biyahe. Nanindigan ang Minister for Resources, Keith Pitt, sa matagal na polisiya ng gobyerno, binigyang diin na anumang pagbabago ay mangangailangan ng basbas ng kanyang Partido Nasyonal.
Now, for the government policy to change, and it hasn't changed in this country, we have not committed to net zero by 2050. That would require the agreement of the Nationals, and that agreement has not been reached or sought.
Sa panayam ng ABC, tinanong si Minister Pitt kung mababago ba ang sagot ng Nationals kahit matapos na mag-commit ng mga leader ng mundo na lalo pang pabilisin ang mga pagsisika para maabot ang net zero emissions sa lalong madaling panahon, taong 2050 ang pinakamaaga.
The Prime Minister said, the destination is clear, we are moving towards net zero.
I can only tell you what my belief is and what I understand, and my understanding is very clear. That has not been sought from the Nationals. The question has not been asked. It would require agreement, and that has not been reached.
Would you agree?
We haven't had the discussion.
Lumitaw na binalaan ng senior Queensland National ang punong ministro tungkol sa pressure na maaari nitong harapin mula sa hanay ng Liberals.
Well, let me put that another way. Have you been alarmed? You alarmed by the comments from the Prime Minister overseas?
We've had a number of discussions over a period of time. And you know, quite clearly, Fran, this is not an issue that just popped up last week. It's been around for a long time. We're looking to ensure that we do have those discussions. We are part of the discussion. As I've said earlier, the Nationals have not been asked. There is no agreement. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens in the future.
Sinamantala naman ang climate spokesman ng Labor Party na si Chris Bowen na lalo pang painitin ang hindi pagkakasundo. Sinabi nito na sa ilalim ng pamahalaang Labor, hindi maiiba ang Australia sa ibang maunlad na bansa sa G7.
We've never supported public money into new coal-fired power stations. That is not the way forward for Australia. There'll be no new coal-fired power stations in Australia because they're not economic and the government therefore shouldn't step in with taxpayers' money.
Ani Bowen, hindi dapat na ipagsawalang bahala ang malinaw na debisyon sa pagitan ng punong ministro at kanyang resources minister.
Well, based on the statements by the senior government members, including Keith Pitt this morning, who basically said he didn't support it. I mean, this isn't some backbencher. He's a senior member of the cabinet. The government is clearly at war with itself about the future. They can't agree on the basics. Net zero by 2050 is the most basic of commitments, the absolute minimum necessary to avoid dangerous global warming. So the fact that the government can't agree on that really concerns me very deeply.
Pero maging ang oposisyon ay hati rin sa issue ng climate change. Inaalam pa ang posisyon nito sa pagitan ng mga botante sa mga coal mining areas at inner city, sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Labor na si Madeleine King sa isang major gas lobby sa Perth na suportado ng Labor ang pagbubukas ng mga gas reserves. Isang posisyon na lalong magdudulot ng pagtatalo sa loob mismo ng partido. Pero sinabi ni Chris Bowen na malinaw ang polisa ng Labor.
Well, gas will have a role to play into the future, given that we need peaking and firming as we transition to a more renewable economy. That means that we need to have other forms of energy to help us while we're building the storage capacity, batteries, pumped hydro and hydrogen. And gas will play a role as we do so.
Malinaw naman ang ipinakitang galit ng leader ng Greens na si Adam Bandt habang pinapanood ang dalawang pangunahing partido na sumuporta sa gas exploration.
The Greens are trying to hold this terrible climate-denying government to account and kick Scott Morrison out, but our job is made much more difficult every time Labor goes and sides with the Liberals. Make no mistake, we will be letting every inner city voter know that Labor has now signed up with the Liberals to light the fuse on a giant climate bomb.
Sa isyu ng climate change, tila malayo na magkaisa ang mga partido kaugnay nito. Yan ang tampok na ulat na inhanda ni Thais Okyuzi at Pablo Vinales para sa SBS News. Ana Limbilata para naman sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.